Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, this is LaLisa J. Williams. I am your host and your coach here to inspire, to motivate, and to empower you to live the life of your dream. Well, we want to help you get out of that box. We want to help you get up from there. We want to help you to move forward and do the things that you never thought you could do. Well, I am happy and excited about today. Take It Back Tuesdays. This is Tuesday, and we are going to take back everything that has been stolen from us, whether it's our dreams, whether it's our ideas, whether it's our goals, our achievements, our relationships, the education. There could be a number of things, our finances. Well, you have the power to take it back. Well, we are glad and excited all week long. We have some exciting things for you today. I have a very, very special guest, Mr. Kenneth Young. He's going to come to the show in just a moment. I see you there on the switchboard. Do not hang up. I will be with you in just a moment. But we will definitely welcome you to the show. So just stay right there. Don't you go away. Mr. Kenneth Young with us today in our virtual studio. And we are excited, excited, excited about that. I'm Mr. Kenneth Young, for those of you who don't know, he is a New Jersey licensed casualty and property and personal insurance producer. So he is a producer, and we're so excited, and we can't wait to get him on and find out what we need to about how we should be protecting ourselves, our property, our loved ones, our future, protecting our future for our families. So he's going to come on and tell us all about that. And I tell you, it is just, I am just so, so excited and just very thankful for all that we are, have been allowed to do and what we're going to be going forth and doing. Now, let me just tell you about our leadership coaching sessions that are coming up. They're going to be held right in Newark at 620 Clinton Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. We're going to begin holding sessions there. We want those of you who want to do something that you never thought you could do before, if you want to find out what you want to do, how you need to grow, what do you need to do to get there, we're going to have you sign up for our coaching sessions. And for those of you who don't want to wait for our next coaching seminar, you're welcome to go to my website, mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams, and you can get started now. We are also looking for individuals who want to become a life coach. If you want to become a life coach, please, please, you must contact me right away before the month is out. We have special, we have very, very, very special deals going on, but you need to contact me in the next several days. So you're going to call me at 908-432-1853. That's 908-432-1853. I am having a fantastic time living the life of a coach. You know, someone said to me the other day, how do you, you know, like not having to go and clock in every day into an office? I told her, are you kidding? I absolutely love it because I love helping people. I have helped people do things that they never saw themselves doing. Radio show hosts, people that, you know, haven't been on the radio. I remember a woman when I was down at Harvest Radio on the radio about 4 years ago. I met a woman and I brought her to be a guest on my show and to be a co-host, and she had only dreamed of doing that. She had never, ever done that, but she had only dreamed of it. She co-hosted the show with me for almost 6 months. Other people I see have been inspired to not only be hosts on radio shows, but to start their own radio shows. So we've seen that individuals have been motivated and encouraged to write a book, start writing their book. So who could not love doing a job like this? This is what I went to school for. This is what I spent all those hours getting my MBA in human resources so that I could help people be the best performer they can to perform at whatever it is you want to do. Don't stay in the box. Don't keep that fence around you. Get out there and do something that you never, ever thought you could do. So Wednesday, tomorrow, don't forget, we'll have Mr. Versi Walker on. And then Thursday is my very, very, very hot topic. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to reserve Thursdays now for a hot topic. So, Patricia, keep that in mind. We won't schedule a guest for Thursdays because Thursday is going to be my hot topic day. And this Thursday, I have a hot, 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 hot topic. And you got to tune in Thursday to find out what it is. Hot. It is going to be hot, let me tell you. So now I want to bring on my guest on the show. Good morning, good morning. I believe this is my guest. Is that you, Kenneth?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. How are you today?
Oh, thank you. I'm very glad to be here. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, we are glad to have you on the show. We are excited and can't wait to find out what you would love to share with us about this, I just want to read a little bit of your background for those who do not know you. Mr. Kenneth Young, he is an alumni of Rutgers University, recent graduate, class of 2006. Congratulations. Well, a few years ago, but still. Compared to some of us, you know, but congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
He is a licensed. Yo, you are very, very welcome. I know that is that's huge, and so we're very proud of you for, you know, endeavoring to stick with your education and get it at such a young age. And so, he is also a Newt, a licensed New Jersey health, property, and casualty insurance producer. And I love how you said producer versus, you know, versus insurance, you know, provider. Deuces, I love that. You've got power right there. And also an FINRA registered agent. So I can't wait to find out what that is, a registered representative, FINRA. Also, he helps people protect their loved ones from suffering through financial ruin because of an untimely death or disability. He protects and conserves retirement savings. Yeah, well, we definitely need to hear about that. My husband and I will be headed for retirement very, very soon. And also, he provides information to help people save for their children's education. You are a smart man to go into that field because everybody needs one or the other.
Right.
So the whole world is your customer, and that is great. Yes, because everybody either needs to, or either planning for retirement or saving for their children's education. So great, great, great. So tell me, wow, you got a lot going on. So where do we start? Let me start with this question. How did you come to choose this out of all the majors out there that you could choose for college? How did you come to choose being an insurance producer? And then tell us about some of the services that you provide and some of the products that you offer to people and why those services and products are important.
Okay, well, that actually wasn't my major in college. I think a lot of people, I don't know a lot of people, you know, that really go to school at a young age and, you know, they're thinking like, oh, you know, when I come out of school, I plan to work on, and well, it's a little bit of finance. Some people will do finance and then end up working in this field, but I think most of the representatives in the field, they might have had like another plan, and then they started working, and you know, it turned out to be a good opportunity for them to help people. But with me, myself, when I first got into industry, it was just, you know, I looked at it as a job for the meantime while I was still, you know, looking for work, and just, I wanted to have something. And when I started working in it, then I saw, okay, well, this is something that everyone needs. And even me, myself, even with my, you know, my college education, there was so much in as far as insurance and finance that I didn't know about. Like when I just first thought about insurance, you know, I just thought, okay, you know, if you die, you get money. And that's all I thought. And I thought about retirement. Well, even now, like then I wasn't focused on retirement, but now I see the importance of starting earlier, starting as soon as you can, and planning for yourself, because the earlier you start, the better plan you'll have as far as what you want to accomplish, how much you, like now I know that I need to know how much I want, and I need my income, I think now that I need to replace or I want to live on once I retire, and like a specific number. Most people, they don't even have a plan. Like you wouldn't drive from here to California without a map or a plan of how to get there. But most people, when they think about retirement, they just think, oh, okay, I'm going to retire. I might save a little bit here and there, but they don't really have a plan of how to get from point A to point B. So as far as just the importance of knowing about protecting your loved ones and your families and, you know, protecting yourself from retirement planning, I think it's a tremendous opportunity once you open people's eyes to realize the importance of what they need to do. Hello? I'm sorry.
I'm here.
Okay.
That's good. Wow, right. You got into this field out of college. You were in college, and you said a lot of students, they choose, you know, sometimes they choose finance. But so there's actually a part of a major where you can choose insurance?
No, that's... usually there isn't. Like if you see online some of these places like insurance schools, to become like a licensed producer, you have to go to like a, to get the license, usually you have to go in New Jersey. And since I live in New Jersey, like is your show in Brooklyn? This is in Brooklyn, right? Or I say 347 number? Or it's all over the country?
It's worldwide, but
worldwide?
Our virtual studio is based in New Jersey.
Oh, okay. What I was going to say is, like, for myself, I live in New Jersey, so I have my resident license is for, you go to business school, basically, and you have to pass the business school's tests, and then you can sit and take the state license. So this is really not, it's not a college. Even if you went to college, it doesn't matter. Anyone, if you want to get the New Jersey Life Health Property Casualty License, you have to attend a business school that teaches specifically how you're going to prepare for the test. Then you sit for the school's test, and then they certify you to sit for the state test. And then afterwards, if you want to work in other states, you don't have to sit in every state's test. You just get a license. Like, you apply for a non-resident license in that state, and then that's how you get a license. Like, if you wanted to work for myself, like in New York or Pennsylvania or Delaware, you apply for the non-resident license, and then you could deal with people in that state.
So now the services that you offer, then you're helping people, you know, prepare for their children's education, also helping people care for their retirement. And I love what you said about that road map. You said a person wouldn't go to California, what have you, without having a map. And these days,
right,
people don't even hardly over in the next town without their GPS.
Right. Right.
How to get
so,
there. That's a very good point that you made about having this plan for retirement. So many people go into it not knowing how much money they need, how much money they desire to have, or how to have that money available for them. And so your work, I see your work probably is very important. But like you said, the earlier you get in or the earlier you begin to plan, the better. Now, why do you think that is? Or tell us a little bit more. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, because when you're younger, you have time to change your plans or also replace lost income. When you get older, you know, you figure your years of working or wanting to work or being able to work are slowly, like, diminishing. So you have less time to, whether you end up, like, you have an unforeseen financial problem or you miscalculated the amount that you thought you would need, you might say, okay, well, now I need more. When you're younger, you can correct it earlier, fix the problem. When you become older, you have less years left in your life that you may be working. So it's going to be harder to fix the problem then. You know, if you say, I mean, it depends on when someone wants to retire, but we could use numbers. Let's say a guy, he's like, okay, I want to retire 67. If he starts planning for his retirement at age 40 or 50, you know, he has a decent amount of time to put together everything. And if he makes a mistake, he can figure out a way to adjust it while he's still working and still meet his retirement goal. Now, if he waits till he's 63, 64, and, you know, just out of the blue, he's like, okay, I have some money saved, I want to retire, he might realize that he won't be able to stay retired all of his life with the amount of money he has saved up.
And is that where we see a lot of people having to go back into the workforce after they retire? Because I know my mother did that. Yes,
right,
she retired. Yeah. Yes, she had a decent pension coming because she worked for the Internal Revenue Service for many years. Mm-hmm. However, it wasn't enough to take care of all of her living expenses. So she had to take, you know, part-time jobs, or she had to work seasonal jobs here and there. So is that why that happened? Okay.
Yeah, right. No, you're absolutely right. And that's one of, like, the biggest problems right now with the baby boomer generation. Like, people are outliving their savings, so now they have to try to re-enter the workforce. Pretty much, I mean, it's not a problem, but what's happening is people are living too longer than expected, living too long. So now they have to figure out a way.
We're living too long.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, that almost sounds like a, you know, it just doesn't sound right. I'm living too long.
It's a good problem.
They're outliving what they had planned in terms of their savings and their finances. I know exactly what you're saying.
Right. So, I mean,
wow.
Yeah, that's something now that's affecting, like, mostly the baby boomer generation. And, you know, just to do, it's very important that, you know, I think that's very important, because when you get older, you know, like you said, there's less work opportunities for you, and you don't want to, it's kind of, degrading, not degrading, but as you might be humiliated to, you know, you have to now depend on your family, turn to family if you still have some to help you with your expenses. And really,
well, you
when
know,
you're.
That's, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say,
go
really,
ahead.
when you're retired, like, that's the age that you don't want to be concerned with expenses, and maybe you want to help your family that's coming up now, coming up behind you, you want to reach out to them. So the importance of having a plan that can help you do that is very important.
Wow, you have really shed a light on so many things that I'm just looking at, you know, wow, you certainly when you get older, typically, and I know when I was younger in my, say, 20s and 30s, I'm in my 50s now, by the way, but when I was in my 20s and 30s and what have you, I would constantly hear the generation before me saying things like, you know, we don't want to depend on our children. They were
right.
Very independent people. They wanted to live on their own. They wanted to pay their own bills. You see people now in their 80s and 90s or that kind of way. They refuse.
Right.
They would rather, you know, be in the house with really not proper care than to have someone take care of them. So now it's almost with this generation, we're seeing somewhat of the reverse. Almost everybody I know has their parents living with them.
Right.
Not
right.
Everybody, but a lot of people. Whereas
of
with
people.
with my mother's day, did grandma live somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I guess that's just another sign of the times if people aren't able to continue their rent and their mortgages or whatever payments they have on their own salary or their own pensions or their own income coming in per month, then they have no choice. But like you said, either go into some type of assisted living place where, you know, it's like a welfare building for senior citizens, so to speak.
Right.
Or
right.
live with family, like you said, if you got family.
If you have family, yeah. And if they're willing to take care of you, I mean, a lot of times, unfortunately, you see some people, they feel it's too much of a burden to, they don't want to have their parents live with them, and they put them in a home somewhere or something.
Hmm. So how young should a person be when you come, like when you go out and do your seminars and your workshops to educate people about
right.
this issue and this problem that is looming down the road for them?
Mm-hmm.
What are the youngest, you know, age group that you go to try to really get them prepared or on the right track?
Right. Well, I mean, me, myself, what I try to do is, besides the seminar and workshops, I try to sit down with, like, an individual, sometimes it's individuals, sometimes it's business owners, and do, an individualized plan for them. Because without understanding someone's financial situation, like, it's hard to make recommendations. Like, yeah, we right now we're talking about general ones. We can give general ones, but each person's situation is, you know, individualized. It's different. So I sit down with people. Typically, it's over 30, so over 35. A lot of, like, people, I'm 26. A lot of people my age, they're not really focused on retirement right now, or even they might not have families, so they don't think about protecting their family's income. They're worried about, you know, just making money. Not everyone, but a lot of them just, it's funny, like, you know, some people, they make a joke, like, you know, they think they can't die, like, young people don't die. So they're not worried about that. You can tell them the importance of it, but there's not too many younger people, unless they have it, sometimes they might have it through their job, just some maybe, like, term insurance for, like, small amount of money, but it's not that they go out of
now,
it later.
Yeah, now, Kenneth, you said something that I just can't help but to piggyback on that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember now you said you're 26. Okay, so you're 26, so I'm almost 30 years your senior. And
mm-hmm.
and old enough to be one generation, if not two generations
yeah.
above you. But yeah, these days, would have could have had you at 15, and then my child could have turned around and had, you know, I could have had them at 15, and they could have turned around and had you at 15. So
mm-hmm.
you could actually be my grandson, really, by right in average situation these days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, here we have these young people that aren't thinking about it. And I remember when I was, let's just say, 15, even 25. I remember being 25. When I was 25, I don't remember anyone dying when I up until 25. After 25, yeah, because by then, right around the age of 25, the AIDS, the disease AIDS, had was sweeping the United States. And then I did know people dying. But prior to age 25, I did not know anybody that died, other than my grandfather and maybe one or two old ladies in the neighborhood.
Right.
So I could see a young person not worrying about the future. But today, 10-year-olds have their homeboys and their homegirls being shot down by mistake, cars driving through their cities, running them over, young people dying of heart attacks on the basketball court, all kinds of things. I don't understand why young people today still feel that way. And so since you're that young, maybe you could shed just a little light. We don't have to, that would almost be another show. But I'm just curious as why they feel like that when it's so much is around them.
I think it's pretty much the same thing. One is preparing the plan. They're not even worried about like what a what if. I think at my age, well, I don't feel like that anymore. Yeah, like working in that, I always feel like, you know, you never know when it's your time. But a lot of people, they just feel that they're invincible. Like, you know, they're I'm young. I'll take care of this and that later. It's not. They think it's gonna happen to anyone but them. But really, you have no control over when you pass. So.
No, you know what? You said a good, you know what, though? You just, I mean, I don't know if you know that you did this, and that's why I absolutely adore talking to people like your age and under. You all are amazing. You can just say stuff. I don't even know if you realize that you said it, though. But you used two words that I think is a big reason why a lot of them, you use the words, what if. They don't think in terms of what if.
Right.
So they don't think in terms of what if I get pregnant? What if I drop out of school? What if I don't have a family? You know, they don't think of, it's not just the what if I die. It's the what if. Everything for them is not worrying about the what if. Like we get students who it's hard to get them to apply for college in the ninth grade because they're not thinking about the what if.
Right.
You know, we have students, like I know I worked with students before. It was hard to get them to keep their grades up just because they could possibly get a full scholarship. But no, because they're not thinking about the what if. Everything is the right. I got you. Very good. See, you probably didn't know you said that, but you did.
Yeah, and I think, too, another thing is delaying gratification. They just want to have fun. You know, you know the main message today, I think, in the media in America is have fun while you're young. Well, now you see the way the economy is, it might be switching away from that, but just have fun while you're young, you know, do what you want to do, enjoy the time, but really you're wasting and squandering that time that could be used a lot more valuably. So a lot of people, younger people, they don't look at it like that. It's just, I want to have fun now, I can always do such and such later, and that's a big problem too.
Yeah, and you know, that definitely that delayed gratification, but I also see that in the media. And for a long time now, for a good 30 years at least, the media has always been given, and I don't know how it was before that, probably was similar, but it gives a double message. So there's always a message of live now, throw your life away, have fun. And then there was always serious message about, well, think about this and think about that. So they've always made it, and they've always stated that that's why Hollywood doesn't care about what they put on the air. Because they've always said that individual, you, parent, whoever you are, it's your responsibility to choose for your child until such a time that you have taught them to choose wisely for themselves. And they've always made it your choice. They've always had they equal good programming and good channels with the bad programming or bad channels. And then they've always said, parents, you're the one who bought the television. No one put a gun to your head. And you're the one who put it in your child's room. Nobody forced you. And you're the one who allows your child to watch it without any control. So they've never, we might stand up and, you know, protest, oh, you shouldn't put this on TV. Oh, you shouldn't do this. Even actors and actresses, entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
The phase and the ones who are very illicit and very explicit with sex being okay, whether you're married or not, they've been fine with that because they're like, parents, your children don't have to watch us and they don't have to buy our music. So I see what you're saying. So, I mean, I think that plays a big part into it, and it sounds like you have made the wise choice of doing this while you're very young.
Right.
I mean, I've gone through that insurance program with New York Life.
Mm-hmm.
So I did sit entire week long of the training. I did
mm-hmm.
I never went to take the state test.
Okay.
But
yeah.
So I know a little bit about, and I'm a business major, so I know a little bit about annuities and things like that and
right.
the time value of money and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But, yes, I teach business classes at Essex County College, and I have an MBA, so I know a little bit about insurance and finance and all those things.
Right.
But, you know, I think, so I know that you're very wise to
right.
be in this particular field because at least you are going to be prepared in your family
right.
and your children and people around you. So I pray that they listen to you. I
right,
pray
yeah.
that they take heed.
And,
I pray that all ages, whether even if they don't have children, because, you know, you like you say, you never know what's going to happen. You may have an accident.
Right.
I think about the young lady I saw on television. Well, the one young lady, she became a paraplegic after a dive. She was just on a vacation and dived into some, you know, body of water.
Right.
And, you know, ruptured her whole spine and all of that. At a young age, she was only like 23.
Right.
You see, and various things like this could happen. What about the young girl over in Hawaii that was just doing what she desired and loved? She was surfing, and the shark bit off her arm.
Hmm.
So, you know, no one can say what can happen. Anyway,
right.
but go ahead.
Right. You know, you're absolutely right, and that's what basically the focus of insurance most of the time is to try to protect you against unforeseen events. And, you know, as a financial services rep, that's what I try to do. I help people. I meet with them, and we try to plan for the unforeseen events or even the ones that they do want to plan for. So typically I'll consult. I said it before. I'll go over it real quick. I consult with individuals and businesses on securities, insurance, and the other services too. And in each situation, I try to cater to the client's financial need, and not just like today we're talking very general. But when I meet with someone, I have to, you know, I usually take like 30 minutes, and I, you know, ask maybe financial background investigation, but I just do like financial fact finding, so that I have an individualized plan for someone that is not just general information that might not apply to you. So, and I know here, like on your show, the focus of your show is empowerment and financial empowerment. I think also financial empowerment should be looked at as financial independence. So today I was going to speak on, you know, some ways that people can, you know, you can achieve financial independence.
Well, do that, please.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so I like to think of it as building the house. All right, when you build a house, the most important part is to have a strong foundation that you can build on. And this way you can protect the rest of the house, you know, if strong winds or storms come along, so it doesn't collapse. Well, if you talk about like a foundation for financial independence, you want to think about income protection and replacement. And there's two ways you can do that. I would look at two main ways. There's more than two ways, but two main ones are life insurance and disability insurance. The purchase of life insurance is one of the most, you know, unselfish things, you know, that income provider, a parent, a loved one, or can do to replace their earnings for their family, or even a business owner can do to protect their own business or their partners in the business. Now, if you have people out there, if you have a family and, you know, your household depends on your income to pay bills and expenses, your life insurance is very important especially if you care about their financial independence, because if you pass their, you know, sometimes there might be another person in the home to take care of them, but there might not. And even if there is a person, now your part of the income that was there before is now gone. So the expenses is going to be twice as difficult for the person who's there to pay for. And not only expenses, but if they're planning on saving for the future, for children's education, and just unforeseen financial emergencies, if you're no longer there, it's going to be very hard to take care of that. So you want to make sure you prepare them in advance. They have a solid foundation where they don't have to worry about those things, because passing by itself is something that's difficult enough in itself for a family to deal with. But then on top of that, for them to have to worry about, you know, oh, how are we going to pay this bill? Where's our food going to come from? Where's our financial education going to be paid for? How's that going to happen? That's just even more stress on top of that. And if I had children, that'd be something that I'd be very concerned about that. You know, if I passed early, you know, the last thing I would want is my children to be worrying about where they're going to get money to take care of basic needs that, you know, everybody deserves to have. And like I said a little bit earlier, when I first thought about insurance, I didn't really know that it has so many different uses and there are so many different types. I just thought, okay, when you have insurance, you die and you get money. That's it. But there's really a lot of different uses of insurance and different types that I want to mention very quickly. Now, three main types, you have term insurance, universal insurance, and whole life insurance. Now, with term insurance, it's typically what a lot of people get covered through work or on their own if they're younger, because it's very low price. But that's just it. It's just life insurance for a certain period of time, very low initial premium. But after 20, 30 years, it depends. You can get different years, but after maybe 20, 30 years or so, that's usually the max time they do for term policies. You have no more coverage, and you would have to reapply. And now that you're older, the cost of insurance for yourself would be higher because you're older, so your risk of dying is higher now. And that's term. It's good if you have nothing, no kind of coverage, then you need something, you know. It's better than nothing. Like if you need a car to get to work, you know, you might be like, okay, well, I want a Mercedes Benz, I want a BMW. But, you know, a Kia still gets you there. It's just important. It's better than having nothing. Now, with whole life insurance, that policy is yours for your whole life. You pay an annual premium, and you're covered until the day you die. And also, there's a cash value in the policy. Sometimes, you know, usually dividends are the extra premium goes towards the cash value, and just part of the premium, regardless of dividends, goes towards the cash value. And people, I never knew this. Sometimes you could take that cash value and use it for emergency situations that you have, or you could use it as a savings vehicle. You can use it to save for your child's education. You can use it to save for your use during your retirement. And what they'll do is they'll take that cash value out of the policy. So when you pass, that money's taken out, but you still get the rest of the death benefit. So say, for instance, let's say you had a $500,000 whole life insurance policy. So you pay the premiums, and then, you know, 20, 30 years down the road, you say, okay, I need $5,000-$10,000. You could take that out of the policy, the cash value of the policy. So now you would end up, if you didn't pay that money back, you would end up with $490,000. If you took out $10,000, that'd be $490,000. And that the cash that you take out, that cash that you build into the policy, it grows tax free. The interest grows tax free, and you could take out the loan. It's tax free because since you use the premium to pay the premium with money that you already paid taxes on, now you have a savings vehicle to where you don't have to pay taxes on the interest. Now, if you use that same way to try to save in the bank, let's say you got like a CD, right now the interest rate in the bank is very low. Like, you know, banks are different. I would say, like, you know, like what point? I'm not sure. Do you know by any chance? Like, what point?
It's low.
It's low. It's like.
I don't know the exact amount, okay. But with the economy being the way it is, with the economy being bad, typically when the economy is bad, it's going to be low so that they can encourage people to not save and spend. But anyway, that's just a basic economic thing that
right.
they do.
Right. So right now, like so, say with the bank interest right now, if you had a CD, you get more interest in your cash value for a life insurance policy than you would by putting a money in a, like, let's say a CD. And not
mm-hmm.
only that, the money in a bank account, you have to pay interest you have to pay taxes on the interest. Like every year you get 1099 and you got to pay taxes even on that little bit of interest, at least in a whole life insurance policy. If you were going to use a life insurance policy for savings, then you wouldn't have to pay taxes on the interest that you got from that. And also, when you got the benefit, well, when your family gets the benefit, that money is tax-free as well. And also, another type of insurance is universal. Now, with universal insurance, you can kind of schedule it to pay how you want to, you know, I don't know if I'm saying it right, how you want to pay it. Like, you can set it up to where you paid the insurance policy, you know, for 10 years, and it's taken care of now. It's kind of like traditional insurance combined with an annuity. So, like, you have the expense account that's used to buy term insurance, so you have a minimum death benefit, and then the cash value, like we talked about, whole insurance, that's used to get a greater return than those usually guaranteed in the whole life. So it gives the insured person like flexibility to increase. You can increase or decrease the face amount, and you can also, that's variable. I'm sorry. You could basically pay the premiums for maybe like it's almost like a bigger term, but it's like whole life but term. There's no cash value, but you might pay 10, 15 years, and then you're covered. You're covered until maybe, you know, age 100, age 125.
Mm-hmm. And it's very good. Thank you. Powerful, powerful information. And so where can they get your information? How can they contact you if they did want to plan for this sit down session with you where you would where you fact find
it? Yeah, thank you. I was going to mention that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much time we have. I don't want to take up all the show, you know. Talking, but I mean, that's just one aspect of it. Like, that right there was just a very small part of life insurance, just very basic. I mean, we didn't even get to go over the uses. Like, you can use it for estate creation, estate conservation, final expenses, a safeguard of business if you're a business owner. It's a sole proprietorship. You could use life insurance to fund the business until it could be sold. Or if you have a partner, you know, you could do a buy-sell agreement to where two or more partners can purchase, use the insurance to purchase the other half of the business in case one of the person passes. So there's so many different things. Like, that's why, and that's just life insurance. That's not for retirement planning. That's not for children's savings and education. Definitely anyone who wanted to contact me, we do all the consultations I do with people. It's no charge. Like, I sit down and I show them a way. I can help them. And if they need the help, they decide they want to do it, then, you know, great. I love to do business and we take it from there. But even if not, at least they learn a little bit more about their own situation and they can decide from there how to plan next. So, like I said, the consultation is no charge, nothing to worry about. My telephone number to be contacted is 732-668-4153. Once again, that's 732-668-4153. And my name is Kenneth Young. So anyone who's interested in more information, you want to sit down, you want to go over your financial situation, see where you might need to improve, or if you just want to know more about your situation, what you could do to help, you know, save yourself more money, feel free to contact me. That's my cell phone, my personal cell phone number.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. And now, do you have your own insurance company, or do you work with a group of insurers?
Yes, I work with I work with one of the top insurance companies in the U.S. What it is, when you do radio programming or like any kind of marketing or advertising, you have to get it. Like if you're doing like a presentation,
you have to get
approved first.
No problem.
So
that's okay.
And I didn't do it through the agency. So
that's fine. That's okay. We understand.
But it's not a problem. Yeah, but no, it's one of the top. There's nothing to lie. That's one of the top life insurance companies in the United States.
I can tell.
Yeah.
No, I can tell because you're very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed to be so young, 26. I mean, I remember years ago, people would come. My grandmother would have insurance, and the insurance policy producers would come by the house and what have you. And they always seem to be doing very well. I know that much. I will say for them.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember a poor insurance person.
Well, cause you know what it is, though, too? You know why it is? Because, unfortunately, there's a lot of turnover in the industry. So the ones who do well, like, those are typically the only ones who stay. Like, if someone's doing if someone's doing badly, like, they most likely, they might
going to get out,
Yeah, they want to look for something else. So,
sure.
You know, the people who stay in it, they tend to do well, so.
Okay. See,
yeah,
because I would think that it would be a business. It's like you know. It's I know you. I'm almost scared to say the word sales, but we could talk about that later. But you know, so but and many businesses where you have to get clients one on one, which is what you're talking about, and where it's I should say commission based.
Right. Yes.
Then people don't even real estate agents. Again, you never see a poor one. Why? Because the ones who don't sell homes don't stay in the business.
Right.
Because it's mostly commission. There's no hourly rate. So there's no you got paid anyway, even though you worked two whole weeks and only did about an hour's worth of work.
Right.
There's no such thing. I mean, now. I do realize that in these type of businesses, whether you're a real estate agent, financial consultant, what have you, you may do an hour's worth of work with somebody for a $1 million deal, and you may walk away with a $10,000 check. I do realize that can happen as well.
Right.
So, but I always thought that was kind of cute, though. So I think you're very wise to have chosen a field like this at such a young age. You got involved, obviously, while you were still in school. That was very smart, and you're still young enough that if you do decide that you want to do other things, you have you said your degree is in finance?
No. My degree was sport management, actually.
Oh, okay. Okay, so business management.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, the main takeaway from today, like I know a lot of people, they hear insurance and they just think that, we're only doing first, there are many uses of insurance. So, I mean, people should learn more about that. But they just think, you know, they hear from you, it's like, oh, insurance, I'm already good. I don't need that. But I didn't really get to cover any of that. But, you know, I also focus on retirement planning and saving for, you know, children's education funds, which you mentioned at the beginning of the show. I don't know how much time is left, but... You know,
you have time to mention whatever it is that you we have about 6 minutes left.
6 minutes?
Yeah, that's a long time in radio.
Is it okay? I mean, I don't want to rush through it. I thought like it's still a lot of information to kind of cover. I mean, like we talked about that earlier.
We could bring you back on for a part two. So
if you're available
next Tuesday. We can set you up for part two, and you can bring some more stuff. But today you have a few more minutes.
Okay, that would be great to do a part two. I mean, there's so many different ways to prepare for your retirement. You want to, like if you already at your employer, a lot of people, they might be doing an employee a qualified, like, sponsored plan. They might be doing their 401k. And if, even if not, you might be contributing to, you know, IRA, Roth IRA. I would, next time I'll probably talk more in depth about that, but that's
okay.
I do that as well, so I try not to, because a lot of people, they hear insurance and then they box you in, like, okay, no, you only do life insurance. But like I said, I really, hopefully to all the people out there listening, you know, contact me. I will sit down with you, just 30 minutes, go over, like, do a financial fact-finding and come up, if there's any way I improve on your finances, you know, even if you just save a couple $100 a year, then it's worth it because you didn't have that money before, so now you're putting it to use for yourself. And even, like I said, at the worst, even if they decide, you know, that's not something they want to do right now, they can at least learn a little bit more about what they can do.
I like that. That's a good point.
Right. To better their financial situation. They might not be ready. They might be like, okay, well, you know, even right now I can't do this plan, I can't do that. But at least you'll learn about what you can do to improve and better your financial situation.
It's something. Yeah, it's something. It's something that, even like you say, even if you help them save, you know, X amount, even if it's a small amount, it's better than saving nothing.
Right.
It's better. So that is awesome. Well, Kenneth, you are definitely a gem, so you're definitely, you are welcome to come on the Coach Lalisa show anytime, anytime you're available, and
right.
You're welcome to speak to people. And actually, I'm going to open up the phone lines, if that's okay, just in case someone does have a burning question.
Okay.
That they want to ask you, so just get ready. So just in case, you know, you never know. So the number to call in is 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. And you'll be on the line today with Mr. Kenneth Young. He is a New Jersey licensed, and he also has a residence license in other states as well, but for a property, personal, and casualty insurance, and also other financial planning and services. So if you want to call in, you have to hit your number one key to raise your hand, so just so that you'll know. But if you have a question for him, he will take that question. If not, we'll just continue talking about this wonderful opportunity for people to get their finances, to get a plan. I mean, so many people talk about a plan and wishing that they had a plan. So it's so great that you're here to let people know there is such a thing, that you can plan. And you said, you know, anyone in that age group, sometimes 30 and over, that's a great time to get really serious and put that plan into place. And that, and you also said that there, yes, go ahead.
Even beforehand, like, I mean, even like myself, if you're 25 and you do have plans of having a family one day, why not start early, be prepared now? Like, if you know you're going to need, you know, whole life insurance for them, you could start now while the premium's cheaper. And instead, once you turn 30, it's going to be a little bit more. So if you already know you're 25, you plan on having a family, you plan on having kids, you could start preparing even now, even if you are 25. So, I mean, I don't like to exclude the people under 30. I know that group is a little bit harder to get to, but they still need to learn too.
Oh, yes.
And plan as
well. And yeah, well, I tell you what, I talked to my students. Well, we had our final exam last Wednesday. But the class that I teach at Essex County College is a group of business students, and they're just starting out. This is either their first semester or second semester in college. And so many of them are 18, right, fresh out of high school. But there are others that are returning, you know, older adults returning to college. And so it's a little bit of a mixture in the classroom, but I was just telling them, maybe because we were talking on the finance chapter, and when I listed there about insurance and how a lot of times an insurance policy, as it's sometimes called, can be used as a financial planning tool.
Right.
And they were very interested. They weren't aware, because like you said, they think of insurance and all they think about is getting a casket for grandma.
Right.
They don't even think beyond the pain of a casket, because I know I didn't.
Right.
I never thought about a person's income being lost from the household, a person's, you know, mortgage still need to be paid, because as I was growing up, dying was something that happened to people in their 80s and their 90s.
Right.
Who already had little to no real income contributing to the household unless you were rich and had an estate and you were wealthy. Of course, you know, that's something different. But to the average person in my community, when you died, you were very old and you didn't really have an income contributing to anyone's well-being.
Right.
You know, at best, grandma or grandpa had like a little pension coming in. But certainly not like as if, you know, my husband, you know, who was a big contributor to our household, if he was no longer here, that would be devastating on me. Because how could I finish paying this mortgage? How could I finish keeping up? I'm only 50-something. How could I keep up my lifestyle? You know, traveling,
right.
Taking vacations. I would be totally lost.
Right.
So, but they, even at their age, they were very, very interested.
Right. Yeah, no, I said that too. Like, before I really educated myself and learned about the different uses of it and the different types, I had a very general idea of what it was. And now that, you know, I've learned the specifics of the types and its uses, I see that it has a tremendous value that people don't even,
Yes.
That people don't even know. They're unaware of the uses of it, so a lot of times they might feel it can't benefit them, but they might be surprised if, you know, they sit down with someone or just educate themselves on the different ways that it could be used.
Absolutely. That's why I was asking you about the seminar-type things that I thought maybe you would be involved in, only because of the fact that so many people are unaware, and I thought maybe they had you scheduled to come into, you know, various high schools and things like that, where young people, even though they may not be quite ready for it, but to have the lack of knowledge of something, I have found in my, you know, years of travel through this life is very devastating, because then to learn about something that you never knew about in your 40s, you know, and then you look back on your life and say, wow, I could have known that at 15 had someone told me.
Right.
Because some things it's hard to go and learn on your own. Someone has to actually tell you about it for you to connect the dots.
Mm. No, I mean, that would be great. I would love if even two people listening, if there's any speaking opportunities, you would like me to come speak to some people who you feel might benefit from getting some more information, I could do that as well. Typically now, I have to go look for those. If you know, if it was schools or certain groups, typically right now I look for them.
Mm-hmm.
As far as it's not like they all, I would gladly do it, but it's not like, you know, they all just call
me. Don't worry,
like,
you might be hooked up. Don't worry, you're hooked up with Coach Lalisa now, so you may have those. Believe me, people have gotten opportunities they never thought they would ever get. And so you're hooked up, thanks to Ms. Pat Martin. You are now hooked up. Did you not hear the opening of the show? We're on the move.
Yeah.
<You're going. laughs> Did you hear the song?
Yeah, I heard it.
Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. Yes. So you said the magic words right there. Oh, if you know anybody. Oh, believe me, you. I know a lot of bodies, okay?
Okay.
And, believe me, you just have no idea. And so, young man, all I can say, do you have your roller skates on? I hope you have your roller skates on, because I know a lot of bodies. But we do. We have a group of women that meet over in Maplewood each week, and I think that would be a great place. Now, many of these speaking opportunities may not be monetary immediately, but I will talk to you about some things that I think you could do if you're willing and able and want to. But
yeah, I'm always interested.
Okay.
I'm not I said that's why when I sit down, so I'm not into it for the money, and especially if I can't help someone, then you know I feel like you know, that's why even that, I, a lot of times I talk to people.
Okay.
I don't tell them, you know, I don't come there like trying to push a sale or something. Like if I can't help someone, if I can't provide any value to them, then, you know, I say great, you know, you have all your finances mapped out and planned very well. Like, congratulations,
okay.
You know, if there's anything in the future you ever need, you know, let me
know.
That's what I don't come in
okay.
Money hungry looking. Yeah. I know it's 8 o'clock. Okay.
Okay, dear. Well, it's great. We're gonna definitely have you back on hopefully next Tuesday. But Pat will schedule that date to work with your
right.
time. Okay. It was been great talking. We've been talking with Mr. Kenneth Young.
Yes.
He is the yes, awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you very much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, no problem. If you're on Facebook, please like my page, and that way
okay.
we can continue to put your information out there so
okay.
people, they can get in touch with you so we can also promote what you're doing. We want to thank each and every person for tuning in today, staying with us for the entire show. For those of you on the switchboard, and we know some will come back and even listen to the archives, so some people will, they can dial into the show, Kenneth. So
okay.
later on, the show will be uploaded on the website, so you can also recommend individuals to tune into the show that you may know and say, oh, listen to my interview. I talked about the importance of protecting your family, saving for
okay,
your child's
yeah.
education, getting started. You're welcome to do that. And actually, eventually, we'll have Ms. Martin can send you a link that you can also send to people to let them know. And we're definitely going to have you back for part two where you can get more into talking
right.
about the various other financial options that are available to people as it relates to what you do. And so, again, have a great day, everyone.
All right, thank you again.
Thank you for coming on the show, and we'll see you next time. And there ain't no stopping you now.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up. Because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.